advisory hearing. According to Massachusetts Department of Housing and Community Development, there are 8,762 rental units in Holyoke, out of a total 16,120 housing units in the city. The invitation this hearing was sent out to sewer customers, sewer builders generally paid by landlords, which means that unless all the renters are reading local papers, there's a good chance they didn't really know about this hearing. I've talked to some of my renter friends, and they said, I don't have to worry about the story, I don't pay them. When in fact they do pay them in their rent. Their story might mean indubitably that rents will go up. I'm involved because I care about the city, I care about the environment, I care about the river. I think that some sewer rate hike is necessary so that the city can address the CSO problem. There is no way around that, but I think there is a way around privatizing. There is a way around signing 20-year contracts with private companies. I think it's awfully ironic that the people pushing for this aquarium contract the hardest, the people who have septic systems, who don't even live in the city, while many of the working people will end up bearing the brunt of this weren't even invited to the hearing. Thank you. And for what? An alleged savings of a few dollars per household, a savings that will only exist provided that there are absolutely no cost overruns, and a savings that at best could hardly even buy lunch. Thank you.